Californians are divided over a proposition that would reclassify some drug and theft crimes as felonies. Proposition on the ballot in November offers a three-strike sentencing method for low-level crimes. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And my understanding, Phil, is that voters love it, but the California Democrats are divided.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That sums it up pretty well. Polling shows it passing by like 70% margin, which is pretty unheard of. This is a sort of, I would say, a fed-up measure that was put on the ballot by big box stores and Targets and small businesses and the District Attorneys Association of the state of California in response to what they felt was inaction by the state legislature to get a grip on the fentanyl crisis and on the widespread shoplifting and theft we've seen in the state. They seem to think that a lot of the problem goes back to Proposition 47, which voters passed about 10 years ago, that basically reclassified thefts of up to $950 as misdemeanors. And we've heard a lot about that as we've seen the videos of people going out of drugstores with shopping bags full of shoplifted merchandise. It would also increase penalties for drug dealing and for repeated possession offenses. And basically, the legislature wasn't for that. They don't want to lock up more people. That's just the bottom line, Marky. They feel that treatment or some other alternative is the best way to go. They don't like the cost, and they don't like the idea of locking people up. The DAs say, look, we're not necessarily going to lock up more people, but this could be a hammer, because what this law would do is say, if you're caught three times stealing up to $950 or more, on that third count, we're going to hit you with a felony. We're not going to put you away for life, but it's going to be a felony. And the Democrats are uncomfortable with that. But it's interesting that when you ask Democratic officials about it, most of them are just take a duck and say, I'm not saying right now whether I'm voting for it or not, because the public likes it, but their activist core doesn't.
Yeah. I guess they're nervous. I mean, who's going to pay for the jail? Some have compared it to, say, the war on drugs, which wasn't exactly successful. But when you watch those videos and you see people walking in with a hammer, smashing glass and, you know, taking, even if it is less than $950, taking things that don't belong to them and walking out like that, there has to be a deterrent.
That is. And the question is, do you have an effective deterrent? We have different deterrents on the books, as Governor Newsom, who is opposed to this change, has made clear. He says, we have the laws right now. We just need to enforce them. Well, you're not enforcing them. And some people say the reason you're not enforcing them is because they're not tough enough. So, yes, Margie, people are seeing that with their eyes. They don't like what it says about their communities. They don't like what it says about their states. And while mayors like London Breed and Mike Mahan down in San Jose are for this toughening of the laws, others are just being silent about it because, like I said, it's kind of this one thing. Is like, Margie, everybody gets upset when they see what you're describing or when they see the people repeatedly laid out on the street overdosed on drugs. And people say, well, we need treatment rather than this, and this will take money away from treatment. And then the flip side to that is, well, you got to get them into treatment, number one, because we're not doing it. And number two is, yes, it costs a lot of money to lock somebody up and it's not comfortable. But think of how much they could steal in that 6 months that they're in jail. And it pencils out pretty much in favor of, like, you know, that might be the way to do. Get them off the street for a while, get them cleaned up. But like I said, this is a big shift in the state of California, and the Democrats' leadership is just not comfortable with it.
Well, thanks as always, Phil Mateer. And Phil will be back at 5:50 on Monday.